for the invitation. All of our pledge.
Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to be here this afternoon to conduct the business of the airport. Lord, we ask that you look out for those that aren't here today. We ask you especially to keep your hand and your guidance over those who are in Washington, D.C. And we thank you for those veterans who have fought for us throughout the years. In our holy name we pray, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic over which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That's roll call.
Excuse me, and the time is up there, and we resolve.
Here. Here.
Have consideration of last month's minutes. Have any corrections or additions? If none, a motion to approve them.
So moved.
Second. No discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Passed. All right, next. All right, master plan.
Parks and Rec continues to work on projects. The next meeting is June 11th, right here, 5 p.m.
All right. Oops.
Bob Overby is on vacation right now, but expect him back late this week. He'll be in the office next week, and we'll get the agendas out. Next steps out to you before the year.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's good going forward. The DBE plan, Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Plan, was advertised. It was part of the project. It establishes goals for DBE qualified businesses. It was advertised at the Federal Register and locally, and no comments were received, so moving forward with that too. It's kind of a formality just to get federal funding through the FAA. We hadn't had them updated in a while. It was part of the master plan project, so that process actually didn't continue.
Okay.
Well, the next item is sequester update. The towers have been funded through the end of the current fiscal year. All the control towers, all the contract towers in the nation are funded through the end of the fiscal year, which is September 30th, which essentially means that we are no worse off now than where we were this time last year. They keep throwing out these continuing resolutions that fund the FAA and the federal government. That's essentially what we're under right now. There will be another continuing resolution or maybe a budget passed between now and then. But honestly, with what's going on in Washington right now, I doubt that they're going to try and close the control towers beyond that. They've got enough stuff to worry about.
You think it'll get funded again?
I think the contract towers will get funded again.
Okay. Any questions about the sequester? How's the morale in the town?
Great.
Yeah. All right, good. Right here's
good. Yeah, I like that. I think most people think it's going to be funded. Personally, the FAA has got a mission to transfer those contract towers into some other government agency.
New business.
There is no new business right now. So we'll go right into the airport director's report. The A26 rehab project, it is open. It opened Monday of this week. We negotiated with a contractor. We expanded the scope of the project to include the taxiway between Alpha 1 and the Crosswind Runway. So that was repaved. And we did that in lieu of liquidated damages. I don't want to pursue liquidated damages if we don't have to, and the contractor certainly didn't want to pay for it. So we struck a deal.
And when you're spending grant money, then what do you do with it when they give it back to you?
Right. That's a great point, because you know, it's a grant funded project. So if we got $100,000 and liquidated damages, because it's 80-20 grand, 80% of that, 80,000 would go back to the state. You know, that's pretty much enough.
It couldn't.
So, but we would much rather, if we were paying for the projects holding upon ourselves, we'd probably accept the cash of it.
Do you let it look good? I haven't seen it.
It looks, yeah, I haven't used it a fair amount, of course, but, any comments or features?
No.
Okay.
You would think that runway would be open, they would just take that opportunity, run out there, use it.
I'm gonna.
We all had a couple, I mean, we had about 8 operations on the place, but it'll be a catch on the day.
I've driven it, it's smooth, there's no dips or anything like that. It's, they did a good job, Middlesex paving did a good job on putting the mat of asphalt.
There's no water, right, am I correct?
There's no water, it's like 50 feet, we couldn't afford to go water. But it's open now, that's great news, the temporary markings are on there, we can't put final until it's 30 days old. We are gonna close it for about a half day tomorrow to finish some of the sod work around the edges. And there's a surveyor has to get out there and basically verify some points for the day. But 30 days from now, we'll get a final payment on it, and we'll look for a closeout on the project soon thereafter. Fuel and ops, I don't have an operations update, but our fuel figures year-to-date and monthly are front-running. Year-to-date, we're 20.6% above where we were this time last year. That's great. On the month, because these are deliveries, it can skew the monthly average. April of last year, we didn't have any avgas, so that's why you see 100% increase over April of last year. But that kind of gives you an idea of the deliveries.
Good.
So, happy to see that go up. And I'll get you the ops report next meeting. Honor flight was this morning, they come back tonight about 8:55 p.m. We're going to expect big crowds for that.
I love the new picture you posted on Facebook.
What do you like?
The wildflowers and
the wildflowers.
Yeah, that's good.
I should enter that in the contest. I would bet that we have the prettiest approach in Florida. in the other airports. All the wildflowers are awesome.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Blue.
Is there anything else? I mean, Terry's.
No, it's, really good. It's a Terry Waldron test flight.
Yeah.
826
big 78.
You know, we really need to protect that. And I was really looking forward to giving him a call and saying, it's open, it's done. We've solidified its existence for at least another 20 more years. But he passed away before I could make that call.
Well, depending on your faith, then he knows.
Yep.
All right.
Can I go back to something about the fuel farm?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Thank you.
You said that y'all went through it so fast. You said a location had been picked, and I'm kind of anxious to know where that...
It'll be right on the other side of the gate here. There's, as you go through the gate, there's an island of grass.
Yeah.
And we're looking at that location right there. It'll be a fairly compact site, but there's enough room to get everybody around it. Might have to do a little bit of taxiway work on the far side. As far as convenience, security, and proximity to existing utilities for hookups and things like that, it's probably the best location.
I'm going to ask a question because I don't know the answer. Doesn't it make sense to put it fairly close to the tanks so that you can pump directly out of the tanks into either fill a sub tank or pump directly from the tanks as opposed to trucking it?
The way I envision it, it will be the self-serve portion will be attached to the main fuel farm. So there'll be three tanks out there. all 12,000 gallons. It will be a self-serve pump with those tanks right out there with cars with them. Landmark won't have to transfer from, like they're doing right now, transfer from the bigger tanks to the smaller self-serve tank.
That's what I was getting at.
Yeah, now they'll end up getting rid of that. I don't know, it's just for diesel.
So the new fuel tank should then be somewhere?
Just on the other side of the gate, Chris. And thank you for reminding me, but it went through council. The grant was approved by council, and we sent it out to FDOT, and I got word through yesterday, the day before, that they executed it and getting it back to us, so we will move quickly on that.
And when is our time up from the EPA?
You know, I haven't heard back from the EPA after.
We're not going to ask either, are we?
Yeah, I asked them for a timeline. I just told them our timeline and trying to keep them updated on our progress. So we're tiptoeing very carefully.
Just have the surveyor go ahead and mark the spot until construction began.
Yeah. Put a gold shovel out there.
Okay. Anything else on the fuel farm? Did Terry send anything he wanted to talk about? I remember his email said, I want something to come up, but he did never send it in.
And I spoke to him yesterday.
All right. Any persons wishing to appear? Anybody here that wants to address the board?
This was a good April for May. Not as good, a little below budget for the last year. I guess it's higher. Obviously, the self-service is doing well, but the dollar margin's not catching up with it yet. But I think that'll happen eventually. But it's looking good. Just want to let everybody know, July 18th, we are going to be sponsoring the Business After Hours, CP, at Landmark, from 5 to 7 p.m. So hopefully everybody will be able to attend that. We're very excited to get there. We were slated for December 2014 was the first one.
They're very popular.
Yeah. So, I want to get all the bartenders involved in it. But you know what all we do. I want to really focus on what general aviation is in the community. We're going to have a full static display. We're just going to bring the sheriff's helicopter over. Ed and Rhonda, they are going to bring the aircraft configured for life support with some doctors explaining how their principal organs and such. So should be real good.
That's at what date again?
It's July 18th.
July 18th.
At 5 to 7 p.m.
5 to 7. And the master plan update is the 11th of June.
On the 11th of June.
At 5.
Yes, right here.
Okay. It's Hangar 19, right? Paul, how's it going?
Well, we're still there.
Nice. That's good.
Getting a little busier, but not too much. We're just going to
so, maintenance operations fully approved and they're up and running.
I'm happy to see that, we have maintenance because at least it works well together.
I didn't see my airplane over there, Francine.
You didn't see what?
My plane sitting over in the hangar. It's supposed to be there.
Oh, it's supposed to go there.
Oh, Ron said this week. This week's about gone.
Oh. Have you called him?
I just noticed when I drove up.
Okay. Anybody else wish to appear?
Well, I guess the flight school's doing well. We're taking on international students. We've been doing that, but we're getting busier. Going back to Colombia and Ecuador next week. We're possibly bringing more students. So it's going well. We're extremely busy. We're trying to get more people, possibly more planes. Talked to Matt a little bit. We're running this mission to Sky, the FAA is kind of limited on students right now because of the size of our building. So we're kind of at a. Unfortunately, we're growing and then we're going to have to stop, which we really don't want to do. But it's nice to know the fact that we have that problem.
That's a big problem.
Yeah.
be determined on.
Yeah.
No other place on the airport to go.
Can I bring something up? I mean, I was gonna bring it up a couple weeks ago, since they had crews out there on E26. Fix our kind of push that or the thing in our hand. Because that is, we had a deluge about 3 days ago. It does okay until the retention ponds fill up.
Yeah, I mentioned that to you last when we were talking about the stormwater plan. If you add that into that stormwater plan, it's gonna be doing everything else.
Right.
We have limited people walking to the hangar because it was completely flooded.
It really should have included on stormwater. City has a lot of, I mean, they did a big, huge plan.
Yeah, the stormwater plan is currently under review by doubt that we make it in there. We can easily come in, but I'm writing myself a note to follow up some sort of an asphalt. Channels, remember that high spot there?
Yeah, and that's the problem. I mean, it kind of goes along the south side of our hangar there, and it has to make a 90-degree bend, and it goes from about 2 feet wide to about 6 inch wide, and it just backs up and it just pulls back in.
Plus, the retention itself is not a big enough.
The problem is here.
It plays into the field over on the other side of the gate, but, you know, that's, just get it there.
Okay, anything else? Anybody? Bert? Nothing?
No, I would like to say, don't want to sound flippant about the towers. That's pretty much beyond a lot of us control. But the morale factor, and it's good, and I'd be amiss if I didn't say that management's very good about keeping us afraid of different things that went on, airport executives, amount of energy that they threw at Congress and Congresswoman, and having both two representatives went through the tower. It's been a reasonable amount of time trying to understand exactly what the difference between contract and FAA, the advantages, and it was really pretty good. People appreciate it. It didn't go on those. And we appreciate it.
All right. Good job. Good business. Anything else? Joe? Motion to adjourn.
Have a motion to adjourn.
For adjourn. Thank you. All right.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome. Get out of the office a little bit. Put your cross pen and put your cross through your back.
Well, it was a lawyer.